talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you here at Getaway Friday, January 21st, 2022, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio, and we are going to continue on with our Family Feud big giveaway here today. We still have our $10 gift card to San Soda's Fresh Italian that we're going to be drawing for at the end of the program today. We've got quite a few people in the competition. Now, the category we are in right now is a Marian-themed category. Now, what we have are big news stories in the history of Marian. Big news stories in the history of Marian. Now, the ones we have, we've already guessed these and put these on the list. The death of Florence Harding, Lady Justice being found, Marilyn Meskey becoming Miss America, President Harding being elected president, the death of President Harding, the Blizzard of 78, Mary Ellen Withrow becoming Treasurer of the United States, the National City Bank robbery, the shovel shuts down, the Tecumseh Union riots, a man jumps from the Harding Hotel, the old manager of the Harding Hotel, and we found out President Harding had a child many years after he was gone. So those are the stories that we have. We still have one, two, three, four stories left. What are those four stories? And you can get in on this competition to win $10 from San Soda's Fresh Italian. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still four stories left. What are those four stories? Go ahead, caller.
What about the house that blew up on, was it Congress Street?
Yeah, not too long ago. You know, they never have told us anything about that. That's not it, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not the house blowing up on Congress Street. A big story in the history of Marian. Does anybody know what it would be? Again, still one, two, three, four, I believe, left. Go ahead, caller.
How about those revolving balls at the cemetery?
Not the merchant ball at the cemetery, no. Now, I did say earlier that there was one story on here that involved a fire. A lot of people have guessed stories about a fire in Marian, and there is one story on here that has to do with a fire. We have one, like I said, I think four stories left. Yeah, still four stories left. Go ahead, caller.
How about the River Valley school situation, geez.
Nope, not on the list.
Okay.
The River Valley school situation does not make the list today. Four stories left. One of them does have to do with a fire. Big stories in Marian history. Go ahead, caller.
How about when the chief police, Johnny Long, committed suicide?
No, that's a big one, though. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Not the suicide of police chief John Long, but that was a big story. There's no doubt about that. Still four stories left on the list here. Big stories in the history of Marian, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
How about Harding's front porch campaign?
Not the front porch campaign, but that's a good story. Not President Harding's front porch campaign, but certainly you would have to say that was a big story here in the Marian area. 740-383-9944, looking for big stories in the history of Marian, Ohio. Still four stories here that we do not have at this point. Hopefully we'll get them. Go ahead, caller.
How about the fire at the Marian County Fairgrounds?
Not the fire at the fairgrounds. not the fire at the fairgrounds, but there is one story on here that does have to do with a fire in Marion. We haven't got that one yet, but there is one on here that does have to do with a fire in Marion. Maybe we'll get that before the day is up here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Carol's Jewelers fire?
Not the Carol's Jewelers fire, but that was a big story as well, but not the Carol's Jewelers fire. And there are three other stories other than the fire story still on the list here. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. 21 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Let's see what we've got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
I can't remember where it was, but there was a fire where it involved two different fire departments and the one wouldn't respond or something or other.
I do remember that. That's not on the list, but I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, there was something about a slow response time by a fire department, something like that. I don't remember the particulars of that story, but that is not the one we're talking about here. Four big stories left in the history of Marion, Ohio. What would they be? Go ahead, caller.
How about the fire that wiped out Crawballs in that section of down by Dugan's clothing store, that fire at that time?
Yeah, not that one. That's a good guess, though. That was a big fire, to be sure, and certainly made news here in Marion, but that is not the one we're looking for at this particular time. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, sorry to talk like this, but did the fire, have deaths in it?
Were there deaths? I don't think so.
It's such a bad way to talk, but that mostly, you know, blood, tears, and sorrow and everything, you know, why that brings a big attention to the papers.
Yep, you are right. I don't think anybody did die in this one, thank goodness.
Now, could you help out a little bit? Was that a commercial building or a house fire or?
Commercial.
Commercial, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Yes, it was not a house fire. Four big stories in the history of Marion. Now, one does have to do with a fire. It was a commercial building. I think it would have been regarded as a commercial building. Go ahead, caller.
I can't think of the name of the place, but down by Home to Homeless, that great big, it used to be a restaurant, cupcake place moved there.
Yeah. Yep, not that fire, but that's a good guess. Yeah, where the old Scotch and Sirloin used to be, that fire. That was not too many years ago. But no, not that fire. That is not the one that we are looking for. Remember, three other stories other than the fire story here. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer? Four big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio that we have left on this list. We're going to do the drawing here probably about 12:55. Go ahead, caller.
Did someone already say the airplane crash, the airline?
I don't think anybody did the airline crash, but not on the list, but a good guess.
Yes.
Not the airline crash. The airline crash does not make the list today. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio, 24 and a half minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know what the remaining four would be at this time? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, would one be Harding dying?
That was already taken. Yes, that was on the list.
Oh, I just got back on the radio again. Okay.
Yeah. The ones we already have, we have Florence Harding dying, Lady Justice found, Marilyn Meskey, Miss America, Harding becoming president, Harding dying, the Blizzard of 78, Mary Ellen Withrow becoming treasurer, the National City Bank robbery, the shovel shuts down, the Tecumseh Union riots, the manager of the Harding Hotel committing suicide from the roof, and Harding finding out he had a child. Well, he was already gone, but we found out he had a child many years later. Go ahead, caller.
How about Bill Clinton coming to town and campaigning for Hillary?
Not Bill Clinton, but that was a big story. Bill Clinton coming to town campaigning for Hillary was a big story, but that is not the one that we're looking for. Four stories still on this list. One has to do with a commercial fire that happened here in Marion. It surely was a big story of the time. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The fire at Poet?
Not Poet, no. Not the fire at Poet. 740-383-9944. 26 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Go ahead, caller.
How about the fire at the FCA building there on Oak Street between the tracks?
Nope, not that one. Not the FCA building there on Oak Street. A fire here in Marion did make this list, and it was a commercial building. We'll see if somebody comes up with it. Go ahead, caller.
Did Abe Lincoln's train come through with his when he got killed?
It might have, but that's not on the list. No Abe Lincoln body coming through Marion. I don't know. I don't know if that's a true story or not. Hard to tell. I'm sure somebody at the Historical Society would know. All righty, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller.
How about the McBride?
Not the McBride holdup, no. The McBride holdup not on the list today. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
How about your Drum and Bugle Corps in Marion?
Nope, no stories with the Drum and Bugle Corps. No stories about the Drum and Bugle Corps on this particular list. Big stories in the history of Marion. Go ahead, caller.
What about the elephant story at Red Apple Grill?
You know, that's not on there, but that's a story that people remember to this day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
No, not the old Red Apple, where the train, the circus train was coming through Marion and an elephant got loose and destroyed the old Red Apple. Not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Are we on the trend of the dignitaries and still maybe relating to President Harding?
There is one story on here that still relates to President Harding.
Well, I had some short tail relation that was the engineer on the funeral train coming in to Marion with President Harding's body on it, and then that might be related to when they bring it in and the rest in the cemetery where he was there, and the burial part, was that, of course, back in the 20s, or that was that publicized like that? Is that what we're talking about?
It's nothing to do with his death, but there is a story on here that has to do with Harding still.
Okay, it wasn't anything to do with his death, but was he alive or dead, passed away?
He was dead when this had happened, but it doesn't have to do with his death.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, there also is still one story on here that has to do with President Harding. Now, we have the story about him becoming president, and we have the story of his death, and we have the story where we found out he had a child, but there is another President Harding story. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, did the story have to do with Harding's doctors?
Nope, nothing to do with his doctors.
Okay.
Nothing to do with President Harding's doctors. 12:30 here. WWGH Radio time. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Was it about his
dog? Oh, didn't hear you.
Was it about the dog collar getting stolen? Oh, boy?
Nope, not the dog collar.
Thank you.
Not the dog collar story. There is one more story on here about President Harding and one story about a commercial fire here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Opening the Presidential Center?
Not the Presidential Center. But
remodeling the home?
Nope, not the home. Not the remodel of the home or the opening of the Presidential Center. But there is another story that has to do with President Harding on the list here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yes, that commercial fire, was that back in the 1970s when the National City Bank burnt down in a crawl ball store there on the corner center and Main Street?
I tell you, that was not the fire, but this fire that we're talking about did happen in the 1970s.
remember, you remember that fire on the National City Bank and one Crawball's burnt?
No, I do remember that was a huge story here in town.
But that's not the one then.
No, but this fire also did happen in the 70s. Keep thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, this fire was not the one downtown, but this fire also happened in the 1970s. So there's a little hint for you. 740-383-9944. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. That's what we're looking for here today. All right, let's see if our next caller has the answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about when that book that Nan Britton wrote came out?
Not the Nan Britton book. Not the Nan Britton book coming out. But one more story on here having to do with President Harding, and one having to do with a fire in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about President Harding's grandson wanting to expose his body for DNA?
Nope, not that one. Not President Harding's grandson wanting to exhume the body for DNA. That does not make the list. Coming up on 32 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Teapot Dome scandal?
No, not the Teapot Dome scandal.
Okay.
The Teapot Dome scandal does not make the list here. There is one story left, though, that has to do with President Harding. And then one story that has to do with a fire at a commercial building here in Marion in the 1970s. Go ahead, caller.
How about President Harding monument?
What's that?
How about the President Harding's monument?
Oh, not the monument. Nope. Good guess. Not President Harding's monument being built. And there are two other stories than the two that we're talking about. There are still four stories, big stories, in the history of Marion, Ohio on this list. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say about his Harding before his memorial over there when they had the guards guarding his body or something. I remember something about that.
Yeah, nope, not the guards on his body.
Okay.
Not the holding room or whatever it was called over there at the Marion Cemetery. Nope. That is not the President Harding story that we're looking for. 33 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Quaker Oat going out of business?
Not Quaker Oats going out of business. Not Quaker Oats going out of business. But I'll tell you this. There is a story on here about a business going out of business that we do not have of the four stories remaining. So one about a business going out of business, one about a fire, and one about President Harding. Go ahead, caller.
How about when they kept saying that Mrs. Harding killed President Harding?
Nope, not that rumor.
Oh.
Not the rumor that Mrs. Harding killed President Harding. Nope. So we got one on here about President Harding, one about a commercial fire, and one about a business leaving town. Go ahead, caller.
How about IG on Route 4 going out of business?
Nope, not the IGA.
Nope.
Not the IGA on Route 4 going out of business. Big stories in the history of Marion. This is what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Still four answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about when Harding became owner of the Marion Star?
Nope, not that. Not when Harding became owner of the Marion Star. Big stories in the history of Marion. This is what we're looking for today. Four left. Go ahead, caller.
Kmart going out of business?
Nope, not Kmart. Not Kmart going out of business. There is one about a business leaving town. There is one about a fire, a commercial building in the 1970s. And there is one story left to do with President Warren G. Harding of the four big stories that we have left. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Sears leaving, going out of business.
Nope, not Sears. Not Sears going out of business. 35 minutes past the hour. Time just ticking away here. WWGH Radio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What answer are we going to obtain? All right, go ahead, caller.
Yep. How about the commercial building that burned? Was that in the 70s? Was that rebuilt and is still around?
No, I don't believe it was ever rebuilt.
Thank you.
Okay. Nope, I don't believe this commercial building was ever... Well, not rebuilt like it was. It was a big story. I think something was built on that land, but I don't think the same way as the place that had burned down. 740-383-9944. Four big stories in the history of Marion. 740-383-9944. 36, coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. A story about President Harding, a story about a business leaving town, a story about a fire. Go ahead, caller.
Was it when Cervex burned?
Not Cervex, no. Not when Cervex had a fire. Still three answers on the table here. 740-383-9944. One story about a fire, one story about President Harding, and one story about a business leaving town. What are those big news stories in the history of Marion, Ohio? 740-383-9944. And remember, here in about 18 minutes, we're going to draw for this $5 sans soda card. Go ahead, caller.
Are those big news stories in the history?
All right.
What about the building that was there before the Deluxe building there on Delaware Avenue?
Nope, not the one on Delaware Avenue. Not the building on Delaware Avenue. That is not the fire story that we are looking for. Going to do our big drawing for sans sodas here in about 17 minutes. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the shovel leaving town.
That one was already on here.
Nice. Okay.
Yep, we got that one. We got the shovel leaving town. That already made the list. But there was another business that left town that certainly was a big story. No doubt about it. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about Gracie's house? That old hotel over by the railroad tracks on Center Street?
Nope, not that one. Nope, that's not the fire that we are looking for. Looking for the fire of a commercial building back in the 1970s, a story to do with President Harding that was a big story, a business leaving town. Go ahead, caller.
How about, was it Dreypers?
Not Dreypers, no. Not Dreypers. 740-383-9944. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. This is the category. Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say J.C. Penney's the business.
Not J.C. Penney. Not J.C. Penney taking off and leaving town. That's not the one. 39 and a half minutes past the hour. Time just ticking right on by here. Go ahead, caller.
How about White Castle? Are we going to get him in there?
Not White Castle, but a good guess.
Close in that kind of category?
Let's see. The business that left was not a restaurant.
It wasn't a restaurant, thank you.
Okay. Yes, the business that I'm talking about leaving was not a restaurant. 740-383-9944. Four big stories in the history of Marion remain here. What are they going to do the drawing here in about 15 minutes, 40 minutes past the hour? Remember, you can pick your tickets up here from 4 to 5 p.m. at WWGH Radio, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And also, tonight, I'll be on with Angie Evers, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
How about cable fulfillment?
Not cable fulfillment, but that was a big one. Not cable fulfillment leaving town. That is not the one. A business leaving town. A fire of a commercial building here in Marion in the 1970s. A story involving President Harding. And yet another story. The other story is just a good story, a nice positive story. Go ahead, caller.
How about the telephone company?
Not the telephone company. Not the telephone company. Big stories in the history of Marion, Ohio. That is what we are looking for. Don't forget the Ridgedale Lions Club 19th Annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction. That's coming up on Saturday, February 19th. Doors open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5. Auction following, IGF Sale Pavilion, 2730 Harding Highway West, State Route 309 West near Big Island. Let's see here. You can buy a ticket for $15 and enjoy a fun evening at the auction, which will include a half chicken dinner with sides prepared by country caterers. Buy an auction item to support the Ridgedale Lions Club service projects. Tickets are available by calling a Ridgedale Lions Club member at 740-465-8001. Or 740-244-6258. There are a limited number of tickets available. Live auction of one-quarter scale NASCAR collector's die-cast cars. If you are the top bidder for the car at the live auction, that will be your car in the February 20th Daytona 500. Many more ways to win. Total purse of $2,500. All money raised will be used by the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club donation and service projects. Again, the Ridgedale Lions Club 19th Annual 2022 Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction, Saturday, February 19th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5. If you're interested in tickets, $15, 740-465-8001. Go ahead, caller.
How about the fire at Jerry's Nightclub?
Not Jerry's Nightclub. Not the fire at Jerry's Nightclub. Four big stories in the history of Marion we're still looking for here. All right, go ahead, caller.
About Eaton Manufacturing.
What's that?
Eaton Manufacturing.
Not Eaton, nope. Not Eaton Manufacturing. Of the four stories we have, one has to do with President Harding. One has to do with a fire of a commercial building in the 1970s. One has to do with a business leaving town, not a restaurant business. And one is just kind of a very positive story that came about here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about the IGA fire on Center Street?
Not the IGA fire.
Thanks.
Nope, not the IGA fire. Big stories in the history of Marion. This is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, let's narrow it down north, south, east, or west in Marion.
For the fire?
Yeah, for the fire.
North.
North in the 70s. Thank you.
Thank you. So now on the fire, we've narrowed it down to the north side of town. 740-383-9944. 44 and a half minutes past the hour here. Still four answers left. One to do with President Harding. One to do with a fire. One to do with a business leaving. All big stories. Go ahead, caller.
How about President Harding winning the Senate seat?
Nope, not the Senate seat. Not President Harding winning the Senate seat. Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Remember, the winner today will get a $10 gift certificate to San Soda's Fresh Italian. drawing coming up here in about 10 minutes. Okay, go ahead, caller.
What about Dillinger sneaking out of the Marion Hotel?
Nope, nothing to do with the Harding Hotel.
All right, thank you.
Nothing to do with Dillinger or the Harding Hotel. All righty, let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Big Bear leaving town?
Not Big Bear. Not Big Bear leaving town. A business leaving town. That was a big story. Can anybody remember what that might have been? Go ahead, caller.
Did the prison ever have a fire?
Not the prison, no. Not that I'm aware of.
Me either, but that's a guess.
Yep. Nope, not the prison. No fire at the prison. But the fire was on the north end of town. It was a big story. It was a commercial building. 1970s. Go ahead, caller.
Anywhere close around the Red Apple, are we south of that or north of that yet in Marion County?
Where the Red Apple was, very close, within probably 2 miles of it.
2 miles of it. Anything to do with the rural, what do you call it up there? The Red Apple, are we south of that yet in Marion County? The Crystal Lake.
Yeah, it does have to do with Crystal Lake.
Okay, Crystal Lake. So, what else do I have to say about Crystal Lake?
Well, do you remember what burned down?
The dance floor?
Well, yeah, it was kind of the dance pavilion. Yeah, the roller rink dance pavilion there.
Yep,
you remember that?
What else do I have to say about Crystal Lake?
Yeah, that was a big story at that time.
Yeah, but it was in the 70s, yeah, okay.
Yep, you got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep, it was the Crystal Lake Dance Pavilion that burned down in the 1970s. Also a roller rink at one point, and I think it was also used maybe as a department store at one point, I heard. But that's the fire we've been trying to get here. If you go back, that was front page news when it happened. 740-383-9944. We've still got... But we've still got the President Harding story. That's not on here yet. The business that left town. What was that? Go ahead, caller.
The story's about Harding being poisoned?
Not poisoned, no. Not any stories about Harding being poisoned. No stories about Harding's death, really, in this manner. 48 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Got a story about President Harding still here. Got a story about a business leaving town. We still don't have that. And then the other story of the three that are remaining is just a positive story that happened here, but it was a big story of its day. Go ahead, caller.
That store that was out north of town where you're talking about was Bargain City.
Yeah, it was. I think the roller rink, the dance pavilion, Bargain City. I think it was all of those things.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Yep, that's the fire we're talking about. The one that happened out there on North Main Street in a building that was once part of Crystal Lake. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I think you might have it was the presidential speech at the Harding home.
Not the presidential speech at the Harding home.
Nothing to do with that area?
Nope, nothing to do with the Harding home area.
But President Harding, was he in town or outskirts or anything?
He was already dead by this time.
Okay.
Yep, the story about it's about President Harding, but he had already died by the time this story came out. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Huber Building tornado?
Not the Huber tornado, but that was a big story for sure.
Yeah. All right,
not the Huber tornado. Nope, one story left here about President Harding. One story about a business leaving town. And then another, just a positive story that happened here in Marion. Going to draw in about 7 minutes here. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Scott Spears starting up 107.1?
Well, that's the biggest story that ever came out of Marion.
WWGH.
WWGH. Not it, but a good one.
All right.
Absolutely. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what these three remaining stories are? We've had some good ones here today. All right, go ahead, caller.
The release of Harding's love letters.
Absolutely, when they found his love letters over there, I'm trying to remember who the attorney was who found those.
I don't know.
They read them all around town, though. Thanks, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was the, do you remember in the 1950s when Carrie Phillips died and they found Harding's love letters in her house? That was a big deal. That's your President Harding story. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, not Harding's exhumation.
No, it was when they found Harding's love letters in Carrie Phillips' stuff.
Okay.
Thank you. Nope, our Harding story, boy, and I'll tell you, if you go back and read the newspapers at that time when they found Harding's love letters, that was a big, big story, to say the least. And I think that was in the 50s. Carrie Phillips had died, and the attorney, I think it seems to me like it was Wilson, who was Carrie Phillips' executor, found those letters, and they were being read around town. That was a mess. All right, 51 and a half minutes past the hour. Still got two stories left, though. What business left town? That was a big story. And the other one is just a positive story that happened in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Sears or Penny's?
Not Sears or Penny's. So we're down to two stories here. What business left town making a very big story? And the other story is just a positive story that was a big story here in Marion at one point. Just a big story that happened in Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers? 52 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Have a lot of people in the competition here. Scott, Tammy, Ralph, Ted, Carol, Carolyn, Chewy. All three Judys in the competition here. Go ahead, caller.
Would the big story be the positive, the Popcorn Festival?
Not the Popcorn Festival, but it was a big event here in town, but not the Popcorn Festival.
All right, thanks.
The positive story did have to do with an event, but it wasn't the Popcorn Festival. 740-383-9944, a big story that had to do with an event here in town. And the other story has to do with a business leaving town. That was very big news. Does anybody know what that was? 740-383-9944. Have a lot of entries here. Going to draw for the Sansodas card here in about 3.5 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
How about the U.S. Parade?
Not the U.S. Parade, no. Not the U.S. Parade. But this was a big story. It went on for a little bit. It would have happened in the 1970s. 740-383-9944. What is the big story? What's the business that left town that was a big story? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the business that left town. Can you give us a hint on that a little bit, like retail or what kind of business? Kind of, maybe not right exact, but pretty close.
It was not a retail. It was not a restaurant. It was, it employed a lot of people.
B.F. Goodrich.
Not B.F. Goodrich, but close.
Okay,
not B.F. Goodrich. It was not a retail business. It was not a place where people shopped. What business leaving town was a big story? 740-383-9944. And then the other big story, which is positive, happened in the 1970s. Go ahead, caller.
Would the 70s stories either be the mall or the mall gets a roof?
Not the mall, no. Thank you, though. No, nothing to do with the mall. The positive, it's just a positive story. It happened in the 1970s. It was a big deal here. I think they dedicated newspapers to it. And if you're just tuning in, the fire was the Crystal Lake Pavilion fire. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody say when Quaker closed?
Not Quaker, but that's close too.
All right, thanks.
Not Quaker leaving town, but that's in the correct area of what's going on. All right, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? We're going to draw here in about 3 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
The business wasn't Tecumseh, was it?
Yes, it was. I don't think there was any bigger story leaving town than when Tecumseh left. People were ticked.
All right, thank you.
You got it. It was Tecumseh leaving town. Of course, the strike was a big story when people's heads got knocked around. But, of course, when they left town, that was also a very big story. Go ahead, caller. Okay. Well, we're going to draw here in 2 minutes, 56 minutes past the hour. And the only story we've got left is the big story from the 1970s that was a positive story. The newspaper did full editions on it. It was a huge story from the 1970s, and it was a positive story. Does anybody know what that might have been? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's me. Are you on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we've got about 3 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Was it the 23 highway, the bypass?
No, not the 23 bypass. Not the 23 bypass. About 3 minutes left here. We're going to draw in about a minute. Does anybody know? The big story in the 70s, they did full newspaper. Cops are coming after me. They did full stories on it in the newspaper. It was just a very big thing. Does anybody know what we're talking about? It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It'll never come around again. It was an event. People delved into Marion's history for it. Does anybody know what we're talking about before we go draw here? 740-383-9944. Got a lot of people in here. Okay, let's see if this is somebody who's got the final answer here. Go ahead, caller.
The Susquehcentennial?
Not the Susquehcentennial, but you're close.
The centennial.
not the centennial. Very close. Not the Susquehcentennial or the centennial. Does anybody know that's about as close as we're ever going to get on this particular answer? All right here. Maybe this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
About 200th anniversary of the United States.
Do you remember what that was called?
Bicentennial.
Bicentennial. Right? Absolutely. We did all
that. Wow. I want that San Soda card, man. I'm hungry for it. Sounds good.
We got you in, Grover.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Grover gets in under the wire. Yes, it was the Bicentennial. There was all kinds of stories about that in the Marion Star at the time. Stories galore. Go ahead. Well, we've lost it. Okay, let's do the drawing. We've only got a minute left for the San Sodas. Let me shake this around. Remember, you can pick it up Monday through Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. here at WWGH Radio. It looks like our winner today is Ralph. That wasn't hard to shake that up. Ralph, you get the San Sodas. It will be here at the station Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week between 4 and 5 p.m. I'll be on tonight with Angie Evers, 8:15 until 9 p.m. Don't miss that for love nor money. And on that note, we're going to get on out of here for this Friday. 8:15 to 9 p.m. Don't miss it tonight. We are going to have a great time. It's Angie's birthday today, and we send her the best on her birthday. All right. I'm done for this day. This is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout. Talk with you tonight. Have a great, great afternoon.
WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place.